Not unlike the weather yesterday, it's almost out of nowhere an exciting time to be a Philadelphia sports fan. From the Eagles, of course, to now the Flyers, the Sixers, and even the Phillies. I am not mentioning Villanova. I was called out on that yesterday for not mentioning it, but someday I'll be charitable to Villanova. But it's also an exciting time to be a Christian. In these Easter days, not only is Jesus himself out of the tomb, back from the dead, but as we saw last week, he's back for his friends. And that is such incredibly good and healing news, that the resurrection is for us. That the friendship with Jesus Christ continues, and that friendship has not been interrupted by the failures, the sins, the betrayals, and the fear. God comes back for them. It's quite something. And as we begin this third week of Easter, it's important to note that this resurrection of Christ from the dead is not part of some process, but rather it's the fulfillment of the Father's plan all along. It's a revelation of God's power, his faithfulness to his creation, his faithfulness to his promise. And knowing that this has happened, experiencing the risen Christ begins to change that early church. And as we begin this third week, we see that the risen Christ is not just showing himself, but he begins to teach. He begins to lead and to guide these friends of his in a new and particular way. And there's two vehicles that he points them to: the scripture and the sacraments. Scripture, as we know, is the source of divine revelation. It's one of the sources of how we come to know God, who God is, who he has revealed himself to be. And in these Easter days, Jesus is taking them back to the scriptures, what at the time was the Old Testament. And he leads them through everything that happened. He walks them through the scriptures. And in the light of Easter, it comes alive. In the light of Easter, new connections are made. And they begin to grow in an understanding of the Father's faithfulness. Their hearts respond. They repent, they love more deeply, and they begin to do what he taught them to do. My friends, it's important that we do the same. And in these Easter days, and particularly in this third week, to cultivate for ourselves a love for the scripture, to even begin to read it a little bit beyond Sunday. St. Jerome, who was a famous scripture scholar and saint, he translated the scriptures into the language of the day, the Vulgate, the Latin. He said this, he said, "Ignorance of scripture is ignorance of Christ." And I'm not going to take the microphone off the pulpit and walk through the crowd, but I'm not so sure how well we all know our scripture. And Easter is a time when we can come to know it a little more. It's not uncommon after a loved one would die that family members have to go through drawers or rooms or homes to look for things. That can be tough to do. I know people for 3 years, they've never gone into that drawer. into that closet, still holding on to old clothes, old writings. In the early church, they lost their loved one. And now Jesus is coming back. And he's inviting them to go through the writings. And in doing that, they become convicted. They become courageous. They become the confident disciples that they were not before. To cultivate a love for the scriptures, to open it again in light of the Easter mystery, is a gift that, quite frankly, God wants to give and that we desperately need. In a world full of chatter, in a world loud with noise, and so many words, the word of God continues to speak. May we have ears to hear so as to rediscover this faith that on Sundays we profess. May the rest of the week be a living and a loving of that word.